Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for sharing me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, and always a pleasure when Tracy Eden joins us. Tracy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, National Marketing Director for the Commercial Finance Group, and they're an organization out there that's got their finger on the pulse of what's happening with regard to capitalizing small businesses. How are they? What's the demand? What's the reality of what's the attitude about growth, about funding growth in small businesses, those who are growing? And he's our good friend, Tracy Eden. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Tracy, one of the things that's going on out there right now is an interesting dynamic between the Fed, the Federal Reserve Board, the Federal Reserve Bank, and commercial lenders, and you know, there's a lot of pressure on seems to be on the financial institutions to help small business owners, but there's a problem. Small business owners are not all that interested in receiving the help that's being offered. And so, talk to us about what you've learned about this little kabuki dance that's going on out there.
Yeah, there's kind of an interesting conundrum going on. From the perspective of the feds, which you talk about, there's a lot of pressure, obviously politically driven, you know, get out there and loan money. The banks are not putting money out in the market, and, you know, pressure, banks, you got to get out there, you got to lighten up and so forth. Then on the flip side, behind the scenes, not politically driven, more economically driven, it's don't go out there and make a mistake. You better be careful what you're lending into.
These are the regulators to the bankers.
Right.
Yeah. The first one example was the political rhetoric. The second example was where the regulators' rubber meets the road at the bankers' front door.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's a bit of a cluster that's going on from the perspective of both the political perspective and what's happening really behind the scenes. And obviously the political perspective and the economic environment that we're in catches a lot of airtime and catches a lot of opinion from the, you know, John Doe public because, yeah, they big bad bank and you're not lending money. And guess what? They're not lending money because they had to tighten credit because credit got too far out of control.
Right.
The credit parameters just got flushed down the toilet, and we were lending money to anybody with a pulse. And that's never been the way the banks operate. They're to protect the money that we have in the bank by having credit standards and following federal guidelines that are supposed to be monitored by the feds to make sure that the banks don't get into any troubles. The other points you make, though, is because this, what did they say, 1.8% growth in the first quarter, the demand, there's really not a great deal of demand out there by the wholesaler, distributor, manufacturer, service provider, unless they're in the government sector, providing those products or services to the government sector. And without that demand, there's really not an ear to give to the bank on, you know, what the bank's willing to lend to the business.
Well, one of the things that a lot of businesses have figured out is if they survived the Great Recession, they figured out how to grow organically. They figured out how to get their organization to the absolute perfect size to be able to sustain themselves with the 1.8 GDP growth that we're experiencing. And if there is any growth, if there is growth opportunity, if they're one of those organizations that are seeing a little more growth, then they figured out how to do that organically, just with the capital customers provide them with revenue.
Right. Yeah. They've determined they've gotten into a good capital position. Their cash flow cycle functions. And what we've seen is even with our clients that the borrowing has dropped considerably, and now they're able to work with, you know, we're down as much as 35-40% from mm-hmm. our commitments to our clients as far as their utilization.
Right.
You know, normally that's they're borrowing 80%, 85-90% in
right.
some cases.
Tracy's in the asset lending business, folks. Your receivables and inventory against our collateral for working capital loans. That's the business he's in. And so you're saying that they're not even maximizing the credit available to them.
Correct.
Yeah. And
correct.
So folks, this is what's going on. And this kind of tracks with the fact that the first quarter GDP was downgraded to 1.8. And in the fourth quarter of 2010, it had been, I think, 3.1. So, you know, where's this going? We're going to talk a little bit more about this with Tracy. He's out there, as I said, with his ear to the ground, and we'll get some more from him right after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.